a passing Benedictine monk. A couple of temporal hooligans, not important enough to have names. My name is Markham, and this is a bit of a meandering story because a lot of things happened to a lot of people, including me. In fact, for me, the story turned out to be about something completely different altogether. You'll find some parts are a little vague, owing to me having hit my head. We didn't have accident-prone Bashford with us on this jump, so for some reason the universe decided it was up to me to fill the vacancy. But most of it is pretty clear, I think. I should probably warn you it wasn't our finest hour. There must be finest hours out there somewhere. It's just that none of them are ours. But there are some really clever plays on words and jokes with a baking theme, which I know people will enjoy, although Max tells me not everyone might get them and to be sure to signpost them sufficiently, so I have. Anyway, it all happened thusly. Oh, sorry, I nearly forgot. The rules. One mince pie to be consumed for every title recognised. Off you go. I was on my way to lunch with Max and Peterson when I caught the dying echoes of what would ever after be known as the Battle of Bashford and Sykes. Although not to their faces, obviously, because she's not known as Psycho Sykes for nothing, and Bashford's usually only conscious for half an hour on the third Thursday of every month, so you have to pick your moment. It seemed likely, given the size of the audience, that there had been a full and frank exchange of views, during which the original and probably very minor bone of contention had been lost in the massive fossil graveyard of irrelevance. The collective noun for a group of historians is an argumentation, and this had certainly been an argumentation of historians. I was annoyed to have arrived too late for the really good bits, you know, when both sides list the catalogue of catastrophe that has been their relationship to date. And believe me, Sykes and Bashford's relationship has been just one damn thing after another, right from the moment she had arrived at St. Mary's and Bashford's boots had tried to set fire to his feet, right in front of her. I was disappointed to have missed it. The row, I mean. I had actually been present for the flaming boots thing. Although in my experience, most rows are very disappointing. Usually the combatants just mutter furiously at each other and you can't make out the interesting details, and it's so annoying. I always want to shout, "Speak up, will you? We can't hear exactly what his mother said that time in Port Talbot when they had to call the fire brigade." Let me insert a Markham top tip here. I might once have said that out loud, the bit about speaking up, I mean, and both combatants immediately united and turned on me, would you believe? Be warned. So anyway, Sykes versus Bashford had run the full 90 minutes and then through extra time, and now seemed well on its way to being a no-score draw, as far as I could see, and I had only arrived in time to hear Bashford ignite the sinking flames by inquiring plaintively whether it was Angus who was the problem. Sykes drew herself up. I don't know why she bothered. She's nearly as short as Max. Just as a matter of interest, has anyone else noticed how terrifying short women are? I've long had the theory that Hitler was actually a short woman. I think I might have mentioned that once when I was at school, and the next moment everyone was banging on about psychiatric reports, and there was another window I had to climb out of. My formative years were full of similar excitements, but I survived, and now, here I am, Chief Security Officer at St. Mary's. I told Major Guthrie I'd been promoted, and he laughed like a drain. But he was pleased, I could see it. Anyway, back to the thing with Bashford and Sykes and Bashford's unfortunate Angus remark. Never mind St. Mary's, the entire world held its breath. But, as I said, Sykes drew herself up, threw him a scorching look, informed him that actually Angus was the only reason she'd let him hang around for so long and stalked magnificently towards the bar, which I think they opened especially for her. I know I would have, because she definitely did not look happy. When you're as experienced with women as I am, you can easily spot these little signs. Bashford hovered indecisively. He actually functions best in a kind of semi-conscious daze. His higher motor functions aren't that high. He probably wanted to follow Sykes, but had no choice other than to hang around.